Because any element now can infiltrate, right?
Well, Neil, I think actually it's a very dangerous pass to the extent that, first of all, they have a federal constitutional right under the First Amendment, but the park is a publicly accessible park. It's managed by Brookfield Properties, and after 10 o'clock, it becomes a criminal act. It becomes a trespass. They have to institute, to stop this, a zero-tolerance policy where if there's a rule of law is broken, there must be arrests.
But what Period. If there is no rule of law broken? I mean, I guess a lot of the folks down there have not bathed. That would break some hygiene rules for me, but it would not land you in the slammer. Now, where do you draw the line? Obviously, the mayor and the police commissioner weighed all of this, said now is not the time to start maybe another Athens or Rome or Lisbon or Madrid. So live and let live?
Well, no, actually, two things. The rule of law has been broken. I had the displeasure of being down there just earlier today, and I know for a fact that there's drug dealing, there's illegal drinking, there's prostitution. There's a wide range of low-level misdemeanors. Yeah, there's quite a bit of prostitution down there, and that's a fact.
So how would you as a mayor then address that? Because if you tried to go after these